prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Welcome to this program. It is 29 November 2022, and I cannot believe one more day left in November, and then, folks, we're going into the last month. Can you believe that? For 2022. My gosh. And 2023, I promise you, is going to be an even more interesting year than 2022 was, or 21 or 20, in a lot of different areas, a lot of different areas. Our guest tonight has been a dear friend of mine. I've only met face-to-face maybe three or four times, but he's still a dear friend of mine. Mr. Larry Pratt, former head of Gun Owners America, the premier gun rights group in the country, bar none. And how do I know that? Because I've checked them all out, and I support GOA. So we're going to discuss some things about gun control in a little bit, what's happening cross-country, what's sneaking in behind the scenes. And folks, with all the commotion going on, with all the chaos, with all the inflation and all the nonsense worldwide, the Democrats, and I'm saying Democrats, Republicans aren't doing much about it either, to tell you the truth. They're keeping pretty quiet. But they're sneaking things in behind closed doors or behind the smoke screen that we just miss from time to time. And we're going to discuss what just happened in Oregon, what's happening out there as far as insanity in Oregon. And now we have Biden wanting to outlaw all semis. All semis. I don't care if it's a 22 or whatever it is, all semis. He didn't say about any magazine capabilities. He said all semis, all right? Before we do that, though, I do want to make mention, we do have Bible study this weekend. I hope you will join us this weekend for Bible study. I sincerely mean that. It's going to be a great Bible study. And I'm just not getting it all put together in my head right now. But folks, I don't get all this information overnight. I have to study also. I truly do. This should be something to be an eye-opener to what kind of battle we're in. The Bible says that we're not fighting physical wars as far as the main war. The main war is spiritual, always has been. They manifest in the physical, but that they are the real war is for the souls and the minds of men and the devils and demons or the Holy Spirit that rules them and takes care of it. So we're going to discuss that a little bit this weekend. Get into about four levels of what the Bible has talked about in Ephesians of levels of demonic activity, or devil control, if you will, and mention some of the ones that are involved in that by name. Oh, yeah, most of them in the Bible, too, by the way. Hope you join us at 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning Eastern Time. You can go to our website, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream, and there we are. Or you can call us on the phone, listen to us at 339-209-5013 to listen to us live. And you can call and talk to us while we're doing current events. You can call and get your prayer request at 10:30. I'll give 10:30, 11 with prayer requests and prayer reports, and then 11:30 to 12:30 current events, and then 1 to 2 with Bible study. You're welcome to call and share what's on your mind, ask questions. It's folks, it's all about all of us. It's not just me. This ministry is a ministry. We are all involved together. And I will say this very quickly. We are need some financial help more than we have been for a while. And, you know, I hardly ever mention this at all anymore. But this end of the year, things always slow down. This is a little more than normal. So we do need some help if you don't mind. And some prayer requests tonight. I supposed to got these out last night, but I didn't get them in time. These are from Daryl in PA. I want you to pray for my wife, Marcia Jean, please. And folks, I ask you to do that. She's not improving too much. And she had a bug that I had, and she had a hard time getting over that. Please keep Marcia in prayer. She's getting a little frustrated with herself. And she ought not to do that, but she's only a people, too. So keep her in prayer, please. And for Daryl's friend, Brandon, who's having financial difficulties, and would like to pay off some of her debts. For protection for Gary and Donna Roby. You all know who Gary and Donna Roby is. Arizona has been fighting for babies' lives for many years. And for Daryl himself for healing. His right side is barely functional. He needs prayer for his right side. Also, Mick in Mexico asked us to pray for him and his wife, Johnny. Now, folks, I don't know all the details. It's none of my business. If they won't tell us, they will. But our Father knows, and they come to us because they have faith in our prayers. Please keep them in prayer. Okay? All those people mentioned. Marcia Jean, Brandy, Gary and Donna, Daryl, Mike, and his wife, Johnny. Please keep them in your prayers. And okay, we have water filters on special through the month of December, thanks to Jane McCanny. 15% off, folks. You'll not find you won't even come close finding any filter elements that you put inside the GraduFit filters anywhere near those prices. They're that are near the quality. And I'm serious about that. We have the price available if you want them. And folks, if you need water filters, don't put it off. These are cheap you're gonna get, I do believe. We'll never see me cheaper. And he did this because in the year, and those people are hurting. So please keep that in mind. And also, we're going to offer tonight and tomorrow night, and this will wrap this up, the grab bag. The spatial and 15 DVDs or CDs mixed together with a couple, three books thrown in for $15. They're all teachings I've done in the past. They're all good teachings, if I do say so myself. But we got overload on them, and we don't want to just toss them in a trash can. We want somebody to use them. So for the cost of postage, really, an envelope and time to put them together, you can get 15 teachings on DVD or CD, and a few books go along with it. I think that's a pretty good deal. I really do. You call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa what you want. Use the credit card, debit card. If you don't want to do that, you need her address. Call Lisa and get her address. Write us a check, and we'll get them out to you ASAP, I promise. All right? Now, this code of guest tonight, again, this gentleman, well, I've respected him for a long time. He's been a good friend. He's solid. I mean, he's unwavering what he tries to do. We may not agree on every point of everything, but if I were in a foxhole, I'd want him there with me. That's the kind of man he is. Now, I don't say that about many men. I don't. But whether he's would say as a professional or not, as far as warfare, he'd be someone I don't have to look behind me and see where he is because he's going to be there. And I say that out of pure respect for Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt, are you there?
Pastor Butch, I am here, and I'm delighted to be with you again.
Well, we go back 4 or 5 years now, don't we? Ha, ha, ha.
At least.
At least.
Several times over.
Well, I started on the radio in March 1993, almost 30 years, and you were there with me not too long after that. You were in Charleston, actually, speaking at a function down there, and I was there also.
That yes, sir. Things were really popping in Charleston back then. Those were exciting times. And
now
those issues really haven't gone away.
No, they haven't gone away, no.
What are we going to do with our children?
That's the sad part. But, you know, at least we have stepped forward in our state, and a few other states have too, to make constitutional carry what it is. And I say constitutional because that's what everybody uses, but it's a God-given duty to arm yourself, protect yourself and family. In this state, you don't have to ask permission to do that, and I love that. I do love that. I feel like a little more of a free man in this state. I can move around inside this state with a gun on my hip or in my pocket, no one asking questions. They don't care. They have nothing wrong with this. And there you'd be surprised that the people I run into in this state that carry. Everybody doesn't carry open, obviously, but you'd be surprised to see mine and comment, hey, I got mine right here. I mean, I would say that two out of every... No, more than that, probably. Probably 3 or 4 out of every 10 people here pack. That should tell you something about the crime rate in our local area is very low here, put it that way.
And that's probably why the violent crime rate in your state is not anywhere to be compared to a quote-unquote enlightened place like Chicago or San Francisco.
Sure, New York or Miami. Well, Miami, not too bad anymore. But Chicago,
right.
Chicago gets 25 to 30, 40 shot every weekend. And I say this all the time as a jest, but how can they be shot in Chicago, Larry? There are no guns allowed in Chicago. So how do they get shot in Chicago?
Same thing with Washington, D.C.
I don't understand.
And a number of other cities. Yeah. I guess criminals are willing to break the law. Go figure.
They must be immune to it.
I think maybe they are. They get put back out on the street. If they get arrested, they're
That's
back
it.
Out
That's
without even the blink of an eye.
That's it.
And thanks to, in part, to our courageous vice president, who was even paying the bail for some of these characters for a while.
Oh, we have. Well, I don't. I mean, we know what's in leadership. We know, and we're told. My mind's going blank. Who said it? A preacher one time said it, that God gives you the leaders that you deserve. That doesn't speak well of our country. It doesn't speak well of our country at all. Martin Luther said
that. That is true.
It is true. And look what we have. Look what we have. Even from local sheriffs right on up in some places. It's unbelievable. And right now in Oregon State, some of the things that they're proposing out there, and already I guess they become law. Some sheriffs are saying that. Some sheriffs said that they're not going to enforce it, but the state will. I don't know what's going to happen, Larry, because you and I've been fighting this battle on this one issue now for many, many, many years, and we won some and lost some. But you have to give the enemy credit for one thing: they don't go away, and they'll take every advantage they have. If somebody is high on drugs and kills four or five people, it's a gun's fault. Or if they cause it, but for some reason, we know that happens sometimes. They put a plant in to cause these things and cause shootings, different things. We know that happens for sure, but it's a gun's fault. It's never the man that does it. Oh, he was a lunatic, and by the way, he committed suicide and got done, whatever. So, but it's a gun's fault. And, I've had guns in my home now all my life, since I was 10 years old, got my first gun. My dad bought it for me. And you know that my gun has never fired a shot at anything it didn't want to?
It's very well trained.
It is. I trained it real well. I say heal and it just stops, you know? It's amazing to me how that works. I mean, it's never harmed anyone. I don't get it. I went out in the woods today and shot a nice buck, put it in the freezer, you know, and that gun didn't give me an ounce of trouble. It just sat there with me and didn't move until I said, come here.
Well, liberals don't want to accept any responsibility for their actions, for bad guys' actions. And so I think it's an explanation for why they want to blame the gun, because it wasn't that poor criminal's fault. If the gun hadn't been around, the criminal would have been out baking cookies.
Oh, yes, of course. That's a problem. That's a problem there. And it's not their fault anyway. They were reared in a poor neighborhood, and they weren't taught anything, and they may have been abused. So, it's not their fault. It's the gun's fault. If they didn't have that gun, if they didn't get one off the didn't buy one at the store, they never found one on the streets. We know that because they're not available on the streets. So, it's nothing. It's just the gun's fault.
And, of course, they don't want to talk about the primary reason guns were put into our Constitution. It was put there by some people that had been under the thumb of a tyrant some 3,000-4,000 miles away over in London, and it finally got so bad with the king's troops busting into people's homes and taking advantage of the ladies in the house that they finally had to use the force of arms to tell the British soldiers, who were completely out of control, out. Go back home. We don't want you anymore. We're Americans now. We're no longer British subjects. We're American citizens. And that's a huge, huge difference.
Oh, there's a big difference. But I'm afraid that the people in those days were made of sterner stuff than most of them are today, Larry. I mean, I hate to say that, but from what I've seen around me, good people. I'm not saying our people around me are not good people. But when it comes to taking a stand for something that may cost them something, most of them kind of disappear into the woodwork.
Yes, there's a lot of wobbly knees among our folks, and I suspect that that was the case at the time of our war for independence. They were called Tories. They ended up siding with the king because they just wanted to go with what they thought was the path of least resistance. It turned out they made a big mistake in judgment, but I think that was largely what they were up to. They were just trying to avoid a fight. That's sure. A very normal human instinct. Most of us aren't out looking for a fight. Unhappily, there are those who are. And that's why we have protected in our Constitution the right to keep and bear arms.
Well, you know, unfortunately, in my lifetime, you probably went through the same thing when I was in school. You know, when I was in school, boys were still boys, and they knew they were boys, and girls the same. But boys back then, they weren't effeminate. They weren't soft. They weren't womanish. And from time to time, they would clash. You know what I mean? They would actually get in a fight. And can you imagine that? Can you imagine two young boys fighting? Isn't that a disgrace? I mean, what's this world coming to?
You know? Absolutely.
But I would back off all that I could. I didn't want to fight, and I sometimes get a bit bullied, and I have to be bullied quite a bit to make man enough to fight. But there would come a time, and I mentioned about probably 3 or 4 times as in school, I had to literally fight to get somebody to leave me alone, and I didn't want to fight. I really didn't. But you know, after I fought them, they didn't bother me anymore. That's a true story. Not a one of them bombed me one more time after I fought him. Not a one of them.
And, well, I have a somewhat similar background. A friend of mine was being set upon by, I think it might have been 3 guys, and we were linked together in whatever it was that the dispute was about. And so here these 2 or 3 guys whopping on this victim, and as much as I didn't want to be in a fight, I had to jump in and take part. And I was one of those boxers that kept backing away. And I wasn't, even when I was in the fight, I wasn't really trying to fight, just trying to get him away from the other guy.
Sure.
And I think that's probably typical of most people. We don't start the day thinking, boy, I'm going to go get that John boy. This is going to be his day.
I never enjoyed hurting people. I really didn't. But when they finally hurt me bad enough, I had to defend myself. Anybody would. I don't want to ever harm anybody. And I put a gun on my hip when I go out in public. And I carry it because I would defend myself or my family or somebody with me. I don't want to. And that's why, that's one of the reasons I carry. That's why I carry my hip. I want people to see it. So they know, don't bother this man. He is armed. Not because I want to use it, but if they're going to bully somebody, and they may change their mind by picking on me or my wife or somebody with me. And that's what guns are about. These are here. They're put here not only for sport, and I did shoot a nice looking buck today. I'll put in the freezer. With a little single shot 308 H&R, little breakdown, just a little single shot. That's what I used for years. But that gun was made for hunting with. It can be used for defense, but I also have defense arms. I have an AR, I have an AK. I mean, I'm one of those radicals. I mean, I got assault weapons. But, I never used them at target practice. That's all I've ever used them for so far. But those are put here to let people know, don't bother this man. He doesn't want any trouble, but don't bother him.
That's
Isn't
right.
that what it's all about?
We used to have a national policy of assured destruction. If the Soviet communists out of the Kremlin wanted to get something started, we could assure them that they would be glowing in the dark before night.
Sure. That's the if we lived in a perfect world, we wouldn't need arms for anything but sport hunting or target practice or hunting for food. But we don't live in a perfect world. We live in a world where somebody wants to take advantage of somebody else. Always has been from the time the garden right on. They've always wanted the advantage to have somebody steal from somebody for profit or for power or control. And unfortunately, Larry, all governments, I said all governments, eventually, if left unchecked, get into the mode of self-preservation and self-multiplication, and they do it at the expense of the people that they try to rule over, don't they?
Well, one of the good developments in our time, and it has been in recent decades for sure, is that a lot of states, just I think slightly over half, now have laws like you have in West Virginia, that it's a matter, it's by law, it's viewed as a matter of constitutional right that you can carry a gun openly or concealed, and you're perfectly legal, just don't use it to hold up a store.
That's exactly right. That's right. And we can also carry a rifle or a gun in our car or on a side-by-side going through the woods to go to camp loaded. They can't,
yeah.
They can't say that. That's totally legal now, too. And, you know, I don't know if anybody think one person got hurt one time with that happening, but that's their own fault for being ignorant. But the point of it is, no one has went out and took those side-by-sides and went out and raided somebody in a go-mart or something. They took them into the woods. So I don't know. Maybe I missed the whole thing, but I can't see where taking away somebody's guns has stopped crime at all. I can't see it anywhere.
No, and the president has opined this week that these guns, these semi-automatic assault weapons, and I'm not sure if he knows what an actual assault weapon is. But he's convinced that that's the source of the problem, that they're available to the American people. Every time I read or hear about him saying something like that, it strikes me that, wait a minute, we've seen this movie before. That's the exact same logic that was being put forward in the run-up to our war for independence. What are you hillbillies and you shopkeepers think you're doing? You don't have any need for those guns, and we're just going to make it so you don't have them around so you don't get into any trouble with them. There were laws up in Boston where you couldn't even leave town without surrendering your gun.
Well, I did not know that. Wow. Wow.
So,
now they have it that you can't go in town with a gun.
Right. So. It's the same effect. we want you to be a victim, and we're not going to be there to protect you. And if by any strange happenstance we capture the assailant, he's going to be out without bail thanks to the vice president.
Of course. We'll probably give him some money, too, to live on for a while, because he's just something wrong with him mentally, so he'll be all right. We'll take care of him. But
that's right.
You know, that's
right.
Just the way it is, and the insanity is unbelievable. And, you know, people say, well, you're a pastor. Pastors shouldn't carry guns. But if they haven't studied history, for one thing. The pastors in this nation was settled carry guns for protection from back then Indians, or then finally, of course, British soldiers, but they cared for protection for themselves and for their flock. They would stack their guns or rifles in the middle of the aisle of the church and put them together and stack them. If the case in the evening, they'd get out. And that's where men got the idea. That's where the men sitting on the end of the aisle come from, so they get to the guns fast. That's true. The pastor would walk out the first night of the church today to do it, to go back and shake people's hands. Well, that's all fine. But the pastor back then was the first night of the church to make sure the coast was clear. Things have changed so much. We go to these customs and have no idea why we do them.
In my office, when I was there at Gun Owners of America, I had a picture of a pastor, and I'm struggling to remember the guy's name. He was in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, and he is depicted with his firearms in the pulpit. And what we know about him is that he gave an impassioned sermon about the need to defend the country from what the British soldiers had been not long before started doing. And when he finished his call to arms, he strode down the middle of the church, went out front, and he mustered almost all of the men of the church, and they formed a regiment, and they rode off under him as captain, and most of them did not return for some 8 years until that war was over. And the British had been expelled.
That was Peter Gabriel Muhlenberg.
Thank you. Thank you. John Henry Muhlenberg. And for a while I thought, well, boy, wasn't that a remarkable individual? Well, yes, it was, but not an unusual pastor at all. King George more than once was recorded to have lamented that the regiment that he feared the most in America was the black-robed regiment. And that was a reference to the way pastors dressed at that time when they were in the pulpit. It was kind of a style of the clergy in the 18th century. And so that is the lineage of our war for independence. And many of those pastors, after they mustered the men into a company and would ride off, many of them were elected captain of that
colonels.
Regiment.
Yeah, colonels, yes. Colonels.
I mean, colonels.
He became a colonel.
These were tremendous people who had strong convictions and the strength and the courage of their convictions. They were not just words.
Well, you know, something's happened to the church. The pastors today, just like they should be back then, maybe even more so today, the pastors be putting an example before the people of being armed behind the pulpit to protect the body of the church, protect his flock that God gave Christ gave him over to be overseer of. But they don't do that. The church, the pastors today in America are so far behind when it comes to teaching the scriptures and teaching out of the Bible about the Second Amendment, about where I come from, the idea of the country being armed, out of Numbers chapter 1, Nehemiah chapter 4. Christ himself said, Luke 22:36, if you don't have a sword, go buy one. And that wasn't for picking your teeth with. That was for self-defense. But see, these are not tied any longer. We no longer have men behind the pulpits, Larry. We have panty-waisted pulpit pimps as a whole. I'm not saying they're all not preaching some Bible, but they're not teaching the whole Bible. Is that a fair statement?
Well, all too often, I'm afraid it might be. And so we have a population that increasingly is allowing our country to follow the Chinese communist way of handling an outbreak of the flu. The Chinese communists decided that the way to keep people from infecting one another was to put them all in their apartments and then nail the door shut.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, hang on through the break. I know this conversation you've heard many times before, but if you're a first-time listener and you ever heard this said before about the Bible, what's going on in the scriptures and the history of this, have any questions, call us at 844-769-2944. Arming yourself is a commandment from the God of God Almighty himself. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code Butch, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code Butch, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hey, folks, we are back, and I'm sure some people say, well, y'all beat this together all the time. You're all the time discussing this issue, and yeah, well, you do. It's nothing's changed over the years except that people are still. No, folks, it is changing. It's changing in the wrong direction. We have got to become a people that are willing to listen to the truth, and if we're going to go to church and claim to be believers in Christ, then we need to do His work as His word commands us. You can deny it all you want. The truth isn't denied very easily, because the Word of God tells us very clearly that we're to arm ourselves and defend ourselves. Matter of fact, folks, I'll read you a verse of Scripture, and I hope Larry in North Carolina is listening to this, because Larry's he's a sweet guy. But Satan got him blinded for a truth that could take him to hell. I'm going to read it, folks. I'm going to show you. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. Now, folks, take time, look this up for yourself, read it for yourself, and study it like I've done it to make sure. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. I looked up the word provide in the Webster's Dictionary, the original 1828 dictionary, and it doesn't just mean food and shelter. It means protection. If you will not protect your family by any means necessary, by all means available, you have denied the faith. And worse than infidel, you're going to split hell just as wide open as you can be. Now, I'm not saying to make anybody mad, make anybody feel bad. That is not my goal. My goal is to tell you what the Bible says. I didn't write the book, folks. I'm only a humble servant to all that I am. But let me tell you, this is Bible. Now, you can live it if you want to. You can ignore it if you want to. But ignore it at your own peril, because it is Bible. And if you are not willing to defend your family, then please, I'm saying this out of pure love, don't call yourself a Christian, because you're not. You're not walking in Christ at all. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abuse themselves mankind." Now, let me make two statements here. The part that I just read, the abusers themselves with mankind, those are the homosexuals. Those are the sodomites. Those are sexual deviants, both male and female, okay, period. And right before that says the effeminate. Look that up. It doesn't mean homosexual. It means soft, womanish men. And we have so many of those in public today. They want to be pretty boys. They want to be popular boys. They want to run for office because they'll get voted for. They're pretty and they talk real nice. They're a bunch of mistakes with zippers. They call themselves men. And I'm just saying, listen, if you get mad at me, turn the radio off and go watch TV. That's fine. But if you don't defend your family, if you don't provide for your family first off, some way to feed them in hard times, make sure you have fresh water in the house, you don't have something, if you don't have some way to take care of your family and to protect them, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you spiritually.
Well, Pastor Butch, I want to add to what you're saying. If we don't talk to people like the way you're talking, and if we just said, you go about your homosexual ways and you have a nice day and no harm, no foul, what we're basically saying to that person is, however sweetly it may have been uttered, is, I don't give a rip if you go to hell.
That's
I'm not
exactly
going to
right.
say anything. I'm not going to throw you a life preserver that might actually save your life by having said something. Yeah, you may not like hearing it, but if it got through your head, as it did to most of us Christians, at some point it kind of, the light went on and we had to realize, oh, I've been doing a lot of things wrong. If that point doesn't come in our life, it's not going to end well. And so we're not doing anybody a favor by smiling and saying, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, all we're doing, like you said, we're damning them to hell. Well, that's all there is to it. And when you deny the truth before men, you deny Christ before men. And Christ said, if you do that, I'll deny you before my Father. But, you know, we hear about somebody, assault and battery. Well, what would it take for me to be arrested? If I would come after you, if I assaulted you, what would I have to have in my hand to consider an assault? What would that be? What would just my fist, or would that have to have a knife? What would be an assault? What would you consider an assault? Would that just be attack with your bare fist? I mean, if I just come after you with the bare fist, I'm beating on you. Is that an assault?
that's where we don't want to get into a discussion oftentimes.
That's very true, and this is the point of it. Somebody comes up with the bare fist, their fist become an assault weapon. If I come with a knife, it's an assault weapon. If I come with a baseball bat, that is an assault weapon. It's being used for a weapon. I don't care whether it's my fist, a baseball bat, or a tire iron. I'm using it for a weapon. That's an assault weapon. So any weapon used to harm somebody is an assault weapon. Where do you get off calling ARs, AKs, and semis assault weapons? A single-shot shotgun could be an assault weapon too, can't it?
Well, and that's really the definition that's used in the law. It's the intent to use force to harm another person, harm including killing. And so, yeah, we're exercising, perpetrating a crime with our fists if we assault somebody and we start beating up on them. That's just not what we're supposed to be doing. And it's a proper use of force to stop somebody from beating up on somebody else, kicking him a man when he's down and things like that. So
I totally agree, yes. Yes.
And yet there are times now when the person that stops an assault by punching out the assailant, he's the one that gets charged. There's something really perverse the way some of our folks in the justice system operate the system.
Well, that's done on purpose, of course, to discourage people from doing that. And I don't want, you know, the only answer after that is somebody assaults my wife or my family or even you if I were with you. I may go to jail for it, but I'm going to defend you anyway. That's what Christians do. That's what men do. And please, yeah, men, don't call yourself a man if you want to defend your own family or you want to defend my wife if necessary. Don't call yourself a brother in Christ. You're a liar. You're a hypocrite. The truth's not in you. You have no love for your fellow man. If you won't stop a murderer from murdering somebody so you won't murder somebody else, you are a perpetrator of that murder. You have allowed it to happen. Understand that. If you have the power to stop a murderer from murdering somebody else and you see it happen and you don't stop him, you're a part partaker of that murder. You'll answer for it one day, too. Believe me, folks, you'll answer for it. There is no room in the Scripture for cowardice or complacency, or I won't say it, sissiness. Christ was not a pacifist. He plied the whip, took the whip money changer with a whip. I don't think I felt good on their backs. I really don't. And he come back carrying a sword with his slaves' enemies. No, Christ was not a pacifist by any means. And he didn't tell Peter. He didn't tell Peter to throw the sword away. He said, "Put back your sheath, Peter. It's not time to use it right now. Go ahead. Go ahead, Larry."
Well, and the whip that Christ used to drive out the money changers that were profaning the temple, that wasn't a single lash whip.
No, it wasn't.
Everything I've been able to discern, that was what we might call today a cat of nine tails. He would have had nails and glass shards or whatever was nasty and sharp. He would have had that at the tip of the many strings on that whip. That was a mean piece of work. He was serious about going after evildoers.
Amen. And he sat down there on the sidewalk and platted one. He went out and platted it. Like, we got to get phone calls. I'll get to y'all, I promise, just a second. But can you imagine what his disciples were thinking? They're sitting there watching Christ. Now, this is Christ now. He's healed the sick. He's raised the dead. He's prayed people, and he's done all kinds of miracles, a gentle, kind person. And they watched him go out. He walked into the temple, saw what was going on, walked back out, sat down on the street, found material somewhere, and started planting whip with, what you said, nails in it, maybe sharp gravel, maybe a piece of glass. And they're thinking, what's going on? What's he doing? I understand. From what I say, he didn't say a word to anybody. He just planted the whip. Walked back in, took it to the money changers, overturned their tables, and ran them out of the father's house. He had a zeal for the church and for his father's house. And yet we are such wusses and wimps and liars that we won't defend our families. We won't defend our children's future by standing up for what we know. If they take away what's left of our self-defense, we don't have a chance, folks. Don't think about your chance anyway. But I'm not going to sit down and take it when somebody takes away my family's ability to defend themselves. No. You know, this old hillbilly may go down fast, but he's going to go down swinging, put it that way. Let's go to Chris. Go ahead, Larry.
It had occurred to me while I was working at Gun Owners of America that, in a way, we're not saying it correctly when we say, we have a right to keep and bear arms. Well, I think that's a true statement. But more importantly, I think we have an obligation
to
keep
Absolutely.
And bear arms.
A duty. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that completely. I complete that completely. I mean, Numbers chapter 1 answers that as far as when they come out with the Israel militia. He said, I want everybody ages 20 and up to be armed. That's what he said. He didn't make suggestion. I'm going to give you a right to arm yourselves. I'm going to pass the Constitution and give you a right to arm yourselves. He didn't. No. He said, I want you to arm yourselves. Period. That's it. That's it. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky.
Right.
Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch. Yeah, this is a fantastic topic tonight. You know, the conditions we're in now is a lot of the television, the social media, the brainwashing of the millennials and the Gen Zs are softening everybody down.
Oh, yes.
Here's the what I'm going to get at. If we get nuked, a nuclear missile or an EMP attack, and if things go out, what's going to happen? You're going to have people desperate for food. You're going to have the criminals out of the, you know, if the jails go down, maybe they'll be all over the streets. They're going to be looking for people to rob. How are you going to protect yourself? And then you're going to be having a rude awakening because you did not wake up to that. They're not going to know how to defend themselves.
I totally agree.
And
what they're going to do, those people are going to start running to you for help, and you can't defend them all.
That's right. That's what I'm getting at, and you're right. And my father raised me on firearms as a child in the 60s. The do's and don'ts, because he was in the Marine Corps. He's a good father. He really was. He's passed on now, but he taught me things get bad. You're going to have to know how to defend yourself.
That's right.
Your family, in your property. But what's happening in the society, like you said earlier in the show, that people have been so soft and dumbed down. It's just this television is the worst. It's been going on for years. You know, the Second Amendment means a lot to me because my grandmother fled Austria in the Weimar era, and look what happened in Germany in 1938 when they took the Gun Control Act. No more guns. Who had it? The Germans rounded people up that did not agree with Hitler. And look where they went, to the camps.
COVID is
going to be similar to that in China, and it may be coming here. Folks, this is real. Study your Bible. Read the Constitution, what our founders meant. Let's keep this country free, take a stand, and not to keep these tyrants away from us. Let's have a free republic.
And most importantly, folks, find the truth in the Word of God about this. Constitution cannot do a thing for you. The Word of God can. If you believe the Word
That's
of
right.
God fulfilled it, you'll take care of the rest of it. Good call, Chris. I got to jump, but good call. Thank you. Very good
Thank
call.
You.
Good call. Let's stay right here in the state of West Virginia. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Butch. You know, we had the Revolutionary War. King George wanted to take the guns away from us. What did this country do to the Native Americans?
I agree.
Yeah, they took everything that was a weapon away from them, their knives, their bows, their spears, or any guns. And what condition did they have? They starved. The government did not fulfill their promises. And it went on and went on. You know, that's a good example of what will happen when the government takes our guns away. I'm not going to say if. I'm saying when they would do it. It's a good example of how the government has control of the reservations where the people now live in poverty. They live on a welfare system. And they're controlled by the government. It'd be the same thing for us.
Well, now, you want to see an example of this. Look at public housing. No one's allowed to have a gun. Look what goes on in those places.
Well, not just that. Look at the crime rate that's in those areas.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. I mean, look what goes on there.
Yeah. And the illiteracy, the pregnancy rate, that's really bad.
It is bad.
Well, let's look at Australia. I bet Australia right now wishes they had guns.
Oh, I agree.
I think China the same way. I think it was in 1940s or 30s that Mao took the guns away from the Chinese. I wish they had guns today, but they wish they did.
Yep, it's hard to stop a tank with a rock.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to go to a gunfight with a knife.
I agree.
In fact, you know, and a lot of people don't realize, if you do a research on people or homicides in this country, you find that more people are killed by knives and clubs than guns.
Oh,
all
yeah.
they have to do is do a simple
yeah.
research.
Yeah, well, I totally right. So in England and Europe, they took away the guns. Now they're getting stabbed. They're taking away knives. And I'm not making it up. This is really true. They're taking away knives now. This is true.
Well, I've seen a clip on it where an incident like that happened and watched a guy get killed. A man slit his throat.
Yep.
It was
folks,
that quick.
There's been many ways to kill an individual. If an individual cannot defend themselves, he's an easy target. Joe, I've got to jump to the call, but thanks for calling. Appreciate it. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And Larry, before I go to the next caller, tell folks how they can support the GOA. And, folks, if you're going to support any gun rights group, the GOA is one to go with. I mean this with all my heart. How can it help?
Well, maybe the easiest way now that we're in such an Internet time is to go to gunowners.org, and you can sign up for the email alerts. They're free, but they are the way you find out what's really going on. You get emails sent right to your inbox, and if action is requested, they'll be embedded a letter, a note that can be sent off to the appropriate politician, asking him, telling them what it is you want him to do, how it is that he should be, she should be keeping, obeying the Constitution, which is ultimately written to restrict and restrain politicians. It doesn't restrain the people. Go to gunowners.org. There's also a toll-free number, if I remember correctly. It's 1-886.
I don't think so.
Guns.
I think it's 8. It's
886.
Okay.
Get
right
I'm
minute,
so
folks.
Used to the internet. But
yeah.
anyway, yeah,
888-886 guns. That's it. Yes, yes.
But the easiest way to get those emails sent to you is a freebie. Just go to gunowners.org, and not only does it give you information, but it makes getting in touch with and communicating effectively with politicians. So gunowners.org, get on the email list, and that I think you'll be glad you've done if
Absolutely.
You haven't done it already.
And, folks, again, 888, I love this phone number, I always have, 38888, then 886-GUNS, 888-886-GUNS. The last four numbers are 4867, GUNS, 4867. Call them up, send them a few bucks, $20 a year, $25 a year, $25, what are you going to afford? They're fighting hard. Let's just help them, okay? Let's go next to New Mexico and talk to Mick. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Larry, sir. You saw the Crusty show, see that movie I was talking about in my email to you, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you said.
The one about Hellstorm.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I've seen that before, yes. I've seen that before, yes, yes.
You've seen the updated version?
I watched just the one today, yeah. I didn't get to watch it all day, but I've seen it before. But I didn't get to watch it all day. It's pretty lengthy. But anyway.
But he needs to look at Chris does. Because all that stuff that they told his grandmother, that's not the truth.
Okay, well, I tend to agree with that. But this isn't a night to discuss that. We're talking about guns tonight. And
yeah,
the
duty of the Now, who was the first ones to do the gun confiscation? It was those Zionists who invaded Russia and showed how many white Christian Russians.
Oh, this is all history, it truly is. But again, like I said, we're talking about guns tonight, though, and not any particular type of people. But I agree with you saying you're right. But this tonight's about guns and the duty to keep and bear arms. But thanks for info, Mick. Appreciate it. Let's go next to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Larry and Bush. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Hey, Larry, is your main headquarters still located in Springfield, Virginia, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, because I sent you some money last week, about $50, $60, and your son, Eric, he runs it now?
He is an upgrade, I can assure you. He is doing a really good job.
good for him, because the verses, people, where it says, yeah, I sent you about 30, 40 verses, books too, on correct gun rights.
Right.
It's in Genesis chapter 6. We have to still arm ourselves for protection. Genesis chapter 6, 10, 11 says, it will be like it was in the days of Noah, when violence covered the entire earth. And then you go forward to Matthew 24.
Yep, same thing. Same thing.
Matthew 24, 37 and 38, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes.
That's right.
So that means that violence is going to be increasing, people, but God will protect the remnant.
That verse
has been around for, well,
2,000
you know,
years, he said that.
That
I mean, Genesis
that we can
said
forward
it.
That to now in Matthew 24, 37, and 38.
Absolutely.
Violence.
I totally agree. Good call, Dino. I got to jump out of time. But thanks for the call and thanks for putting it in there. I appreciate it very much, sir. Thank you. And folks, again, tonight we're talking to Larry Pratt. And I'm going to say again, a good friend of mine. I wish he wasn't far away from me and we'd get together and I'd make him buy me a hamburger or something. But anyway, pretty good ways away from me. Quite a ways on the coast. I'm not quite on the coast yet. But nonetheless, he's had you away for many years. Worked with him, met with him. We spent a lot of time together as far as on the radio and sometimes a few times in person. But you need to go to gunowners.org, gunowners.org. Sign up for the email blast and send a few bucks if you can. And call up and talk to them. They'll answer the phone. They're real people. They're there. 888-886-GUNS. 888-886-GUNS. Call and talk to them. And if you don't mind, tell them Pastor Bush sent you over. I mean, it doesn't bother me at all. It makes me feel good that they're getting results from what we're talking about. Larry Pratt, I want to thank you for being with us tonight. You have been, as always, it's been an honor and a joy. Thanks for joining me tonight. It's been a blessing.
I'm so delighted that you have me on, Pastor Butch. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you very much, and if you need anything, you know where I am, right?
You betcha. Thanks again.
God bless, my friend. And folks, for the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. I'll get a lot more to talk about tomorrow night with our guest, Bob Kreska. So much going on. And help us if you can keep this thing going, please. And we love you a bunch. Like I said, have a great night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.